Close your eyes. Think thoughts of goodwill. This is why we meditate. We have goodwill for ourselves and goodwill for others. Because when you meditate, you're trying to find happiness inside, which means you're looking for happiness that doesn't cause any trouble to anybody else. It doesn't cause any trouble for you. If you want your happiness to last, it can't depend on the suffering of other people. So you want to be able to wish happiness for everybody. And think of what that means. It doesn't mean that they'll be happy simply because you wish it. Their happiness will depend on their actions, but you want to make sure you don't, at the very least, get in the way of their actions leading to true happiness. And if you can help them in their quest, so much the better. The best way of doing that, of course, is knowing how to find it inside yourself. So when you've thought thoughts of goodwill, okay, then the next step is to focus in on the breath. Because the breath is what gives you your anchor in the present moment. You want to observe your mind in the present, so you need an anchor. Otherwise, it's so easy to float away with the thoughts that come into the mind and will float into the future, float into the past. You want to stay right here. You can see them come, you can see them go. And you should see why they're coming, why they're going. Then you start understanding how the mind creates suffering for itself. So the breath is a good place to be because you can see lots of things here. In the beginning, you have to spend all your attention just trying to keep the attention with the breath. Keep your focus on the breath and find it wandering off. You can come back, wandering off and come back. But after a while, you get so that if the breath is comfortable, and you can make it comfortable, it's one of the few bodily processes that you can have some control over. You find that you can settle down. And it feels really good to be here. Once you're with the breath, okay, then you can watch the mind more carefully. And this is how we get to know ourselves. Otherwise, all we know is little bits and snatches that we've observed here and there, things we've read in books, things we've heard other people say. But we don't see things consistently from cause to effect. But when you stay here long periods of time, and you can start seeing, well, this is the cause and that's the effect. If it's a good cause, you want to encourage it. If it's a bad one, you want to discourage it. But at the very least, you can see, you can sort things out. And that's why it's good to be able to stay here, to get the mind trained so that it is under your control. At the very least, keep your focus under your control. And then whatever else comes up in the mind, you can start sorting through it. That way you begin to, as you straighten out your own mind, you begin to straighten out your life as well. Because you see a lot of things that come into the mind don't just stay in the mind, they go out through your words and deeds and hit other people. And then they bounce back at you. So what do you want to have bouncing back at you? You want to have good things bouncing back. So make sure that the things that come out in your words and deeds are good as well. It's in this way that the meditation is not a selfish process. The search for true happiness inside also contributes to the happiness of other people. So take this as a daily activity. It's one of our skills that really makes us human beings. Beings who can understand what they're doing and change what they're doing. They don't just act on instinct. So make sure you can train the mind, give the mind some time every day so it is more and more under your control. And take advantage of the fact that we do have this human birth now, and see how much you can make out of it.